Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Independent Mayo councillor Michael Kilcoyne is with me on the line today. Michael, why do you want to ban clamping?
Hi, Andrea. Just to give you a bit of background, in a certain area of the town, there's a Boots pharmacy store. And right in front of us is a car park, which is, I suppose, expected that people would park there. However, the owner of that car park introduced clamping if you don't pay your fee. What the view that I have taken, following a long list of complaints and letters from constituents, we feel that at the very least it should be regulated. We should introduce a bylaw on it. And that's all we're doing. The first step was taken at the last council meeting, where it was agreed that clamping would be outlawed in the town.
It's in its entirety. Because the owner, like whoever owns, you know, the particular car park or the area, has every right to introduce it if they see fit. And most likely, Michael, I suspect people must have been parking illegally or parking without tickets or parking for too long periods.
Maybe I'll give you a couple of examples of what has happened that has led to this. So, for example, a woman with her child who was very sick got to the doctors one evening coming up when the surgery was closing. He saw the child, gave her a prescription, emailed it to Boots for her to go and collect. She arrived at the store, parked outside, went to the meter with her card to pay, sign up on the meter saying, "This is a digital sign. It says, out of order." She ran in to collect her prescription for her child who was still in the care. And lo and behold, clamp on the care, where she comes out 2 or 3 minutes afterwards. And a guy, as she puts it in her letter to me, round the corner, just grinning. No, that's not acceptable. Not maybe acceptable in Dublin, but it's not acceptable down here. And for another
case
where
this is a clamper is alleged to have done this, is it?
Yes. And she wrote to them appealing the decision and explained and sent a photograph of the message that was displayed on the machine, including the day and date and so on, and still rejected it. Mm. Now, we regard this as, you know, extortion. That's what we regard it as. No time to for the person to go and get change. No time for her. No allowance made that she had to run in to get a prescription for her sick baby and was in the back of the car. It's not acceptable, period. Another case of somebody who was bringing a person with special needs. And again, same thing happened, had to go and get a prescription, hopped in, the machine wasn't working, it wouldn't take the money, come out in 2 minutes, clamper there, clamped. And sometimes if these clampers have moved on around the corner, they may have to wait a half an hour or an hour for them to come back to release the clamp. We don't operate like that in the west of Ireland. We don't like what's happening. It's not acceptable. We're going to regulate it. If they're not happy with the regulation that we put in, then it's up to them to take us to the court.
But Michael, there's no other clamping in County Mayo at all, is there not?
No.
No clamping at all.
There's one or two other places that have signs up, cars will be clamped, but they have never been clamped. The problem is not the clamping. The problem is the way that my constituents and the people of the town who come in to go to a pharmacy or to go somewhere else, the way they're being treated. No, absolutely no allowance. Even the dreaded traffic warden and people, the traffic wardens have a bad name. They always allow time for you to go and get your ticket, get your change, put your money in. That's the way.
Yeah, there's usually a few minutes grace, but yeah, do you feel
this is pure greed? This is pure greed. Nothing else but greed. And the same people own the car park as owns the site that the Boots is on.
To be fair, Michael, to be fair to the people, you know, I don't know who owns the Boots Pharmacy, but to be fair to them, they're entitled to introduce clampers if they feel it's required in the area.
Everything should be regulated. Everything should be regulated. So let's have a look at that car park generating substantial funding. We have to look at the rates on it. We have to look how it's rated, and we have to look how it operates. And are we going to accept clamping in the town?
My colleagues
and myself have decided in the municipal district we want a bylaw introduced. We have instructed the executive to prepare that. Then it will go out to consultation. We'll take into account the views of everybody, including the owners. If they want to write to us and send us in their views, we'll take them all into account.
So this motion has been passed, isn't that right, Michael? It is. The motion has been passed, hasn't it?
Yeah, to go ahead. Yes. Now it has to be... what we're doing in the motion is we're introducing bylaws.
So the bylaws
is to outlaw clamping in the town.
Yeah.
And that bylaw will be drafted. It will go out to consultation to the public. Everybody can make a submission on it.
Okay, people can have their view on that. And I mean, look, I know.
Including the owners.
Yeah, okay. So, look,
including the clampers if they want.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Everyone can have their say. I mean, to be fair to the owners, they're entitled to introduce clamping if they want, if they see fit to do so. Brian has got in touch. He says, my son was clamped in Ranelagh in Dublin at 7:45 p.m. The charge for parking stopped at 7 p.m. When he appealed, he's heard nothing back and we're 10 weeks on now, according to Brian. What about you, Shane? Do you think clamping should be outlawed?
Having listened to your that councillor there in Castlebar, I'm a male. I'm Ballyhonnis side.
Okay.
There's absolutely no need for that person to be clamping, introducing clamping in his car park. If he wants to collect money for parking cars in it, which he has a right to do, he should do the same as he should have a ticket machine outside where you get your ticket going in, you scan it, and it lifts the barrier coming out. Simple as that. There's no need for clamping in that case. But in Castlebar, there is no need for clamping, except on the main street.
But obviously people felt there was a need for clamping. I mean, the reason clamping is typically introduced is because people go and they leave their car parked and they leave it there for long periods of time.
I know, and I've seen in my town and other towns around people just abandon their cars.
Yeah, and so that's not fair. I mean, that's not, if you're trying to run a business and low cost.
And car parks are empty. There's plenty of car parking space, but people are afraid to, or don't want to walk 100 yards or 50 yards to a shop. They just park and double park. Hello?
Oh, I can hear you perfectly, Seamus. Yeah.
Yeah. But having listened to Councillor, what's his name?
Michael Kilcoyne. Yeah, Michael's still with us.
He's dead right in the case he's put forward there. He's dead right, and the councillor dead right.
So you think you think clamping should be outlawed?
Should be outlawed unless you're parked on double lines on the main street or anywhere there's double lines of a car is left there unattended. Stick a clamp on it.
Okay. What about you, Alex? You're in Bray. What's the situation with clamping in Bray?
Yeah, well, just funny, Andrea. Well, thanks for taking the call or whatever. Probably something that I've noted is recently our local Lidl had cars clamped, and there was a bit of an uproar in the area about people saying, why are they clamping and how long do I have? Because they didn't have signage and they weren't pay for parking as well. But 2 weeks after the cars were clamped, there are still abandoned cars in that car park. So people do, obviously, if they abandon their cars or if they're selling cars or stuff like that, they use public, private car parks to park their cars because they can't park them in their estates. And I agree with everybody, that can't be allowed. Don't really agree with Michael. I think he's like, obviously as a local representative, he'll get his votes saying that there won't be like clamping. I think he should actually talk to the people who should be doing it, the regulated people, like the people who are in charge of, you know, parking in Castlebar, the traffic wardens, because like if you stop clamping, you also stop people using, you know, parking on footpaths, you know, which makes it like, which is an awful scourge for people with disabilities and trying to get around their town and blocking people's driveways. So I think like you just can't say, oh, we're not going to clamp. I don't actually think even saying that it's a bylaw and that he's putting in a bylaw, that to me seems like a bit of a fob off that it might happen down the road. So I'd love if Michael came back to me and say, how long would that process actually take or whatever like that. I think maybe on the East Coast and especially around Dublin, the parking charges are so varied. They're between, like I'm on the border of Bray and Dunleary right now, and it can be 50 cent an hour in Bray and it can be €2.80 in Dunleary. So I don't think that, like, I think that like it's a bit ridiculous that sort of parking charges can be so different in the area. So yeah, I think that like I don't know how you can actually say that we're not going to do clamping at all, because there's a lot of people who don't take concern about other people and other businesses in their locality when parking.
Well, that's it. Like, it's not greed to have some, you know, to very simply just enforce the rules. That's not greed.
No.
And people
no,
can
right.
park elsewhere. I mean, you don't have to use any particular car park. Go and park somewhere else.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Listeners got in touch to say, you know, it should be outlawed. Absolutely, clamping in general should be outlawed, except for people that are perhaps parking with disabled spots or the blue badge. I don't think otherwise people have any right. Another texter tells me, he's got in touch. He says, Galway City Council stopped clamping apparently about 20 years ago. They found that the cost of operating the clamping was more than the penalties paid, and it was the source of a great deal of public complaint. There's good parking control by the wardens, so there's no parking problems in Galway. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Teresa's with me on the line today. Teresa, do you think clamping should be outlawed?
Hi, Andrea. I can understand the reason behind clamping in the first place. Obviously, as some of your previous callers said there, that people are parking illegally in the wrong place and they don't care. But the clamping company should bring in rules where there are times when they can allow, like for the lady going to the chemist with her child. I read online there's a few other cases there where people, a disabled lady being clamped while she's sitting in the car. Now, that doesn't make sense. It just does not make sense at all. There's no leeway at all. And the guys that are the people who actually apply the clamps to the car, they seem to have a mindset of they don't care. They're asked to do a job and they're doing the job and there's no leeway. That part, I think, is very unfair. For those who park illegally, well, you know, they deserve to pay whatever it is, 100 or whatever it is, €80 to get the clamp off. But for those people who are really in need at a particular time, I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I would have thought, and I'm sure if any of the clamping companies were with us today in the programme, by the way, you're more than welcome to join us if you like. 1800 453 106 is the number. A lot of them will say, we do allow a few minutes grace. But you see, how long should that period be? Is it 4 minutes? Is it 3 minutes? Is it 10 minutes? Is it 5 minutes? You know, where do you draw the line?
Well, also to add to that, Andrea, and I suppose I don't, this is third party information, but from a very, very close lady friend I worked with. She was clamped in a very large car park in the Tala area, seen the guy putting the clamp on, went up to him and begged him. He said, no, I can't take it off. But she offered him half the fee of the clamping and he took the half a fee and took the clamp off.
The clamper did?
Another. Yes, he did. Now, it's a good few years ago and obviously I'm not going to name any names or
not.
I won't do that. But yeah, and she was a very reliable lady, absolutely 100%. And I actually believe it. She couldn't believe that she got away with it, and the guy took the clamp off.
I've never heard of that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, and that is the truth. Yeah, I wouldn't say on national radio and say it was true.
Okay. But it's, and look, everybody has their... I mean, don't get me wrong. Would I wish there wasn't clamping? Of course people would prefer there wasn't clamping.
I've been clamped
many, many, many times. You know, I'm fully aware of that. But I mean... But I know there are situations where people will absolutely abuse it. You'll say, I'll run in here for 5 minutes, and 5 minutes is 15 minutes, and sure, I'll nip down to the other shop for 2 minutes, and next thing is 20 minutes, you know, and you're way over the ticket. That's not to say that some of the scenarios that were mentioned a little earlier, some of the examples given, I mean, absolutely, you'd hate to think that anybody was laughing as they were putting on a clamp. I mean, that would be an awful situation if that were to be the case. Catherine is with us on the line. Catherine, were you clamped recently? Sorry, Christine. Apologies, Christine. Can you hear me? Hello. Okay, you can. Apologies.
I'm Christine.
Yes, how are you? You were clamped recently, were you?
Yeah, I was in Nace recently, Andrea. And we, I don't know if you're familiar with Nace or not, but I was familiar with. And Supervalued car park is on the right, and the Mortis car park is on the left. And when we the ticket machine that was facing us, we got our ticket out of it at that stage. We went in and parked in Mortis car park. We put the ticket on our window. It was exposed to everyone who's to see it. Mm. We went off down and moseyed around Nace for a while, and when we came back, we had it on till 6:20. We were back at 6:15. When we came back, we were clamped. So we couldn't get through. It was an ordeal for us to get through. We're senior people, okay? Hello, are you still with me?
I am, Christine. Yeah, listening. Loud and clear.
You're still with me. So anyway, with the jigs and reels, we got the man that came to unclamp us told us to make sure you appeal that, he said, because that's not there. We already had a ticket on it. So anyway, that was fine. And we got unclamped. We got home anyway. But we appealed to the clamp, and then we appealed to the TFA.
Yeah.
We appealed to them as well. So it was no go because we got it at the wrong ticket machine. We didn't get, and we didn't actually, we genuinely did not see the ticket machine in the car park because it was well hidden, and it was a car park in our way that we couldn't really see it, and we got the ticket machine, as we thought was serving all of the car parks. But that was fine anyway. So we didn't. We were charged €125, and we did anything, everything, and that is my story, Andrew. And I really am still reeling from it. But there's no return of our money.
No return of it. Yeah, and you had and you'd launched the appeal. What about you, Thomas? Have you had a similar situation?
A personal story about clamping, but what I can say is that, you know, in this digital age of ours, we should be able to find a way about using photographs and such, and, you know, being able to send letters to the home address, kind of the same way that the toll uses on the M50, rather than using a physical clamp, which then, you know, hinders that person from getting home and getting on with their business. Like, we can still enforce parking rules in different ways now. It's a much more advanced world we live in the age of before. Like, using this method of just, you know, attaching a clamp to a car and then expecting them to pay a fine on the spot, it just doesn't work, you know? We could use a more digital approach, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I wonder, though, would the fines be paid? I mean, you always hear these stories about tolls left unpaid, and, you know, I wonder, is that the reason why, Thomas, why they do it this way?
Well, in fairness, though, once that reaches an excess, they are brought to the courts. You know, there's constant news stories about people who don't pay the toll being brought in front of the courts because they haven't paid it. So, yes, I do believe that a digital approach would be much better.
Yeah, it'd certainly be handier, wouldn't it? I mean, I've had to wait nearly the guts of an hour myself to get a clamp removed. If you're in any sort of a rush or panic to get anywhere, you'd definitely be stranded.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like it's. I believe personally it would be a lot better. And also then, you know, you could also have, you know, a register of people who are repeat offenders, you know, rather than just a case of, you know, them getting clamped individual times. And it's also more efficient for the people who are enforcing these rules. You know, they can get on to go for more people who are also breaking the rules.
Yeah, the texter's got in touch to say clampers are there to do their jobs and they have to abide by the company rules and regulations. It's nothing personal. We just want to make, it's the people, sorry, who are breaking the rules. That's the way it is, according to this listener. What about you, Stephen? Do you think clamping should be banned?
No, not banned. I wouldn't think so. Look, the situation that your caller was describing there, the councillor, like, I can understand people who own private property and decide to run it as a car park are entitled to collect fees.
Absolutely.
And if those fees aren't paid, they're entitled to put a clamp on the car until they are paid. But what the problem I think was have with is really is that if he described it as the single ticketing machine wasn't working. Now, in that situation, they shouldn't be allowed to apply a clamp to a car.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you're going to pay your fee and you're not able to, you're basically
it's
just
not your fault.
Handy whatever the fee is, release the clamp off the person, like, you know.
Yeah, that it should be. It should be that if the machine. Sorry, your line just dipped there for a moment, Seamus. If the actual ticket machine isn't working, that the clamping shouldn't be enforced.
Exactly. Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to clamp if the ticket machine's not working. I mean, you're willing to pay, which that's the companies or the private property owners' problem. But they're entitled to collect a fee for your parking on private property, and they're entitled to put a clamp on if you don't pay the fee. You know, and charge you a fine for taking it off, or the administration of paying the lad to put it on in the first place. But no, I would have a problem. I wouldn't say clamping should be made illegal because it's there, it has a use. You know, there's loads of people out there who just won't pay for anything and just won't abide by the rules. There has to be some sort of repercussion, but it shouldn't be for people who are, you know, in the situation your man described, that the ticket machine wasn't working, they couldn't play, and then your man's grinning and he's seeing you, that poor lady coming out of the booth to get her child home.
Yeah, look, I can appreciate in that situation. Like Sarah's got in touch, she says, I think clamping should be reversed for parking in disabled zones or double yellow line areas or where it is causing an obstruction. I brought my sister-in-law to A&E with a very bad fractured wrist. She's also deaf, so I parked in an old unused ambulance area and ran in to give her history. I went back to move the car 15 minutes later to find it was clamped. I waited 2 hours to have it removed, which I thought was very strange if it was apparently meant to be causing an obstruction. And this listener says, I'm all for clamping and reasonable parking fees. Since COVID, vast groups of the public have become quite selfish, and it is needed. Clamping is needed to put manners on people, according to Niall. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Thanks a million to independent councillor there in Mayo, Michael Kilcoyne. That's Seamus, Alex, Teresa. Also, I think we have Christine with us and Thomas and Stephen and Offaly. Thanks a million for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.